There was that bad flu epidemic at the beginning of, or during World War
One. World War One, yeah, the flu. Yeah, that was about 1918, I guess. I was in France. My folks all had it.
All
except my mother, My brother next to me, he is the one who brought it home. He came home with it, and he just about died, too. He felt sure they was going to lose him, and then they all got down except my mother.
Are they still able to take care of themselves during
My mother, and then we had a neighbor down this way from us. He was a Methodist man. He used to be he's an ex-Methodist minister, and he run the little one-horse laundry down about a mile this way from us, on between us and town. And he came up there and got the laundry, took it down there and did the laundry for mother. And then there was a fellow that worked with my dad, worked for my dad one summer on his hay baler. He's just a transient. And he's coming through the country. And well, of course, he figured, well, I go out to Settles and I'll get a meal or two. Before he moved on, he went out there. And my mother wouldn't let him in the house. She told him he was all down with the flu. And he asked him, well, he says, who's taking care of the stock? We only had four or five horses and three or four cows out there on the place. And she said the neighbors come up and take care of them and bring the milk to the door. And, well, he says, you tell Mr. Settle if he'll give me enough money so I can buy me a quart of moonshine or whiskey, he says, I'll come out here and stay and take care of the chores for you. Well, he says, you can't stay in the house. He says, you can't stay in the house. Well, he says, I get some old blankets and something so I can sleep up there in the hay. And so she went in and talked to Dad, and what he goes. So Dad gave him some money, and he went downtown and don't know where he got it. But he got him some whiskey, and he stayed up there in the barn. And Mother would cook his breakfast and meal for him and give them to him. He'd take them from the door. He'd go out and eat them outside. You know, they wouldn't allow him in the house. And then we got to even give him back this, and he stayed there till I think my dad got on his feet, and one of the boys anyway, until he got to take care of himself.
How badly were?
And he left, and we never did see him again. And folks often wonders. I wonder if he may have went off town, left. He's heading down towards Lewis and Westmoreland, and it's also wonderful. He could have went down there and in the jungle, lost jungle, and got the flu, and he maybe died. They never did see him anymore. Never did hear from him. But
they must have really appreciated that he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they worried about this guy quite a little bit. Talked about him many times afterwards. On whatever became, they always kind of like to have heard from him or found out something about him. He was just a tramp with transit. He made up Spokane. He's headed down to this Lewis, down the lower country, they call it, down Lewis, down that way where it's warmer, where they could camp out. And they wondered if he didn't, would if he probably went on down there, and maybe after he left there, he may have got the flu, or he may have died, but they never did. We never did hear.
And he worked for your father many times before that?
No, he just worked for him that fall. Just that summer before that on his hay bale. He'd work for him that summer while he was baling hay, and then they always had to bale straw late in the fall. But he worked just through the haying, and he didn't, I forget what he went, oh, and then he left there on hay season. He left that and went over in the Yakima country to take in apple harvest. That's what he did. And then that winter, he's eating it back. He's going hidden down for Lewiston, along for the valley down there where it's warmer. I think it was in November. That's when he stopped up there. He thought he'd come out to folks and get a meal or two before he went on.
How long were they down with that?
I don't remember. They must have been down for probably a couple of weeks or maybe longer. Some of them longer than that. But I think, I don't know how it's going. But I don't, it seemed like my dad, the ones that had it later, yet some had worse than others. But my brother, next to me, he had it the worst of any of them. They thought sure that he didn't think he was going to make it. But my dad and my other brothers, I don't think they had it too heavy. They didn't have it too heavy. But I imagine it's a week or 10 days when it's that, where they get out and kind of help themselves for 2 weeks.
Was your mother able to nurse the family during
this
time?
Yeah, she took care of them. All of them. As I say, this family that run the hand laundry down there, they always come up and every day and got sheets and bedding, kept the laundry up for her. Now, she didn't have nothing like that to do. That's all she had to do. And then until this guy came along, the neighbor had lost, why he'd come up in the morning and feed the stock. And and she'd set the milk bucket out on the porch, and he'd go and milk the cows, and he'd bring it back and set it on the porch there for her. I don't know how long he was. Well, this guy came along, and then this guy came there, and then he took care of it.
That swept through the whole country.
Yes, it sure did. There sure lots of people died here in Moscow. That epidemic.
Did you hear about all the military boys stationed here that got the flu during that time? I heard they got it really bad in the units at the university.
No, I don't. Yeah, I know there's several of them that they had a unit here at the university. There's a couple of kids, I think that we used to little kids together farmed up here. There's one of the boys died up here during that time. He is at the university up here. Kid by the name of Clyde Madison. He worked to get over there country. And I think there's several of them bastard died up here at the university, but I don't know any other camps. I don't remember. Like Camp Lewis and those places, I don't know whether it gets bad out in those places or not. I don't remember. I know about it. I know that we didn't have it in France. I had it after, I think it's the first, the second winter I was home after I got home, I had it. But not very bad.